Well, we've been specializing in cold weather and cold weather stories. And with another cold weather story, here's Mr. Eldridge McComb. Go ahead, Mr. McComb.
Yeah, it was in the winter of 46, and the storm didn't really hit till 47. I was driving grabs on Spruce Flats, a feller skidding logs. The weather was so mild and warm, but we done a little bit of plowing early, and he said spring's coming early, and along in February it froze up some and turned cold. Wind started blowing, and it started snowing, and it kept it right on up. It just poured the snow down pretty near day and night till the fences was covered up, and the wind whipped up drifts that was still there in April. And I got tired of staying there and wanted to come home, so I started home 15th of March. It was still blowing and cold, and 8 below 0 that morning. Walked off the Spruce Flats, which was 4 miles, down to the 219 to the hardtop. And one vehicle come by there, and that's, I think, Wallace's funeral home going after somebody uptown. And he stopped and said, if you don't mind riding with me, he said, I'll take you up tomorrow. I didn't mind one bit. Got in with him, rode up, and I'll catch a ride from Arlington to Huntersville anyhow. Too cold to stand there, and I started walking. Nobody come by, and I walked us up about a mile up where he went Brown's Creek, and a car come along, picked me up, and hauled me to where the old road went out, a Pag's place there. And got out there and went to Bob McComb's store and got a little old cake there and eat it. And the only ride coming this way went by and started walking. I walked all the way in home that.
How many miles is it from Peg's place there to your house up at the head of the creek?
Well, let's see, about 13.
And 8 below 0.
Yeah, and I'd walked, well, walked 4 miles off Spruce Flats, and then I'd walked all but that 6 miles, but about a mile towards Huntersville. And it was getting dark when I got in. I measured the snow on the flat barn roof there on Spruce Flats, and there was 41 inches of snow on that barn roof after it had blowed off a lot of it. That's just about the roughest one I'd seen. That was 15th of March when I come out of there.
In 1947?
Yeah.
Well, I hope we don't have that one this year.
Maybe somebody can top it. Now, I might be I don't write nothing down. I might get a little chuckles on, you know, some of the dates.
Well, that's a good one. How was were your clothes all frozen by the time you got home?
Pretty much. My wife just said that that big snow fell on the 21st day of February. That's when it fell because her sister got married that day. So I had a little help.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for telling us that story about the winter of 47.
Yeah, and there'll be somebody getting good ones because, you know, about every 10 years we have a winter like we got now.
Yeah, Jim Schaffner called this morning and said up until today there's been 12 straight days where the temperature's been below zero at least part of the day.
Well, I seen it back, I can't remember the year it was, but it was probably in the 50s or 60s. It stayed below zero for a week or more, maybe 10 days. During the day, the sun was shining, and that's far frost is sparkling and the thermometer would get up to zero, but it wouldn't drop only about 10 degrees at night. But I can't give you the date on that. I can't remember.
Okay, well, thanks for calling us, Mr. McComb.
Yeah,
Eldridge McComb with a story about the winter of 47. And we're collecting winter stories this winter right here on WVMR.